everybody want life to be so easy for themselves. But why do we make it harder on people when they're just doing their job, when we obviously don't do those jobs? Welcome to the Hibachi 420 podcast. Don't forget to share and subscribe to all the platforms. Let's get started. First up, y'all know the vibes. It's time to get high. So grab it. Let's light up. Right? Because I'm going to need one for this one. So like, you know, in life, nobody asked to be here. But yet still, we still have things that we have to do on a regular basis. Right? We got to be respectful. You know what I mean? We gotta make sure we follow the rules. And we also got to work. Right? Like, regardless if your play is your work or not, you're still working, right? But in life, we all want it so easy, but we make it hard on other people for no reason sometimes. Simply because we're like, we should feel higher than them because they're at work. They have to respect us because we're the customer or the client, so we're always right. When you know for a fact, we always ain't right. You feel me? Somebody had to wait an extra 7 minutes for a bus, a train, or a lift, or some food, and the whole fucking world goes to shit in their fucking mind sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, I've posted it on Instagram one time, and I was like, yo, like, don't be worried about time, because that shit ain't gonna wait for nobody. Sometimes if you late for a reason. The shit was meant to happen. You might get up early as hell, be on time and all that shit. Bus might not show up. Somebody might catch a flat tire. Somebody might be late. You know what I mean? Like, you never know. Yeah, of course, every day, try to put your best foot forward, but don't try to, you know, maneuver around things you can't control. Like, don't cuss somebody out simply because you're not on your schedule right now. You're on their time, right? The train going a little slow, the bus going a little slow. Now you screaming at random people on their way to work when you on your way to work too. You trying to have a good day, but you just keep going at it like a goddamn dirt bike. Man, this shit is ridiculous. We go through this shit every day. Well, maybe you should start changing something if it's every day. You know what I mean? Maybe you should start changing something if it's every day. If you know every day, right, that they got a schedule to follow, and every day you feel like that one bus is always late, boom, take an earlier bus. Right? Take earlier a bus. Just one day a week, maybe. You know what I mean? But don't sit up here and scream at the driver because they're moving too slow, because they're not moving at your pace. They're at work. Just like when you get to work, you're going to try to waste hours. You're going to try to make shit go as smoothly as possible. You don't want to fuck nothing up. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of the times, we be up here talking to people about their job that we don't do. You know what I mean? Oh, hey, you should do it like this because blase, blase, boom, boom, boom. Yo, you don't know how long they been doing that shit. You're going to critique somebody and you ain't even great at your job. You're not even going to try to apply for their job, but you want to tell them how to do it. Maybe you should flip the burgers. Maybe you should have made it like this. I asked for it like that. Cool. Some people have to handle multiple people at one time. So you being one individual, you could at least just smile and be like, it's cool. You at work. I understand the struggle because I got to go to work too. And it's a struggle at work for me too. Regardless if your job is easy as hell, you're a fucking, you know what I'm saying, you're a fucking content creator or or you're a fucking, you know what I mean, a fucking YouTuber, you're a radio personality, whatever the case may be. You know what I mean? Whatever the case may be. You can't treat nobody else like shit simply because you want an easier day. You know what I mean? Big fucking whoop. The coffee came. You've been waiting for your coffee for 10 minutes. The coffee came and it wasn't as hot as you wanted it to be. Oh, what the fuck is this? Come on, you guys could do better. This is your job. When you could have just simply said it in human being form. Excuse me, this is a little cold. Could you guys heat this up a little more for me? You know what I mean? It'll only take 2 minutes. You know what I mean? Just another 2 minutes. Thank you. But nah, we lash out on each other and wind up wasting each other's time. All that time we spend screaming at each other, we could have just went about our day and continued on to find a solution later on. So when we walk back past each other, we have a better encounter. You know what I mean? It ain't the construction worker fault that the street fucked up. But he out here trying to fix it and you beeping at him talking about you taking too long. Yo, he just trying to do his job. You know what I'm saying? He just trying to do his job. So we got to stop wasting people's time. Especially if we're not willing to sit up here and not only tell them what to do, but when they say, hey, can you show me what you mean? Do it. If you're telling a construction worker, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? Yo, do that jackhammer like this. Boom, boom. If he says, hey, can you show me? If you can't, then why the fuck would he listen to your words? Why would he care about your 2 cents if it doesn't even add to his paycheck? If it doesn't even add to his personality? He came out here to do a job that he been doing for how long? Nobody knows. But don't assume someone's new and don't assume someone's a veteran. Because every day we live is a new opportunity to sit up here and change the way we think individually. To change the way we move individually. To change the way how people see us individually. So either you want people to see you like an asshole because you are one, or do you want people to see you as the compassionate human being who's just going through life trying to make things a little bit better, not only for yourself, but for the little bit of people who you actually come across and come in contact with. You know what I mean? Well, let me light up. Now, right? I know we're all not comedians. We're all not the happiest of people. We fight depression every day we live. Right? Some of us, not everybody, right? Some of us fight depression every day we live. The least you can do is sit up here and not try to make somebody feel like as much shit as we do. You know what I'm saying? Like, make somebody smile. You know what I mean? Take the time and try to make somebody laugh. Say a joke that maybe nobody will get offended for a change. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's hard not to offend somebody when you're making any joke. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's probably going to get offended. But try not to offend the person you're joking to. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't, you know what I mean? Like, for instance, you're out, right? And somebody's job is fucking DoorDash, right? Now, they're riding, right? They're riding. And bam, right? They got, say for instance, they doing DoorDash for GoPuff, right? Where they got like smoke utensils and all that, right? And they got a bag full of stuff, right? Bag full of stuff. They got a book bag full of all this stuff and they got a bag on the handle, right? Now the bag on the handle wound up getting stuck in the bike. Right? And wound up getting stuck in the bike. boom, the bag rips, right? Are you the type of person that just shake your head and be like, he should have just put that bag in his bag, on his back, right? Or are you gonna be the person who sits there, records them, and laugh? Or are you gonna be the one to muster up the strength to go up to that person with all this shit on the ground, cars beeping behind them and all that, to go give him a hand and picking some of this stuff up? Regardless if you got a bag or not. Because you could be the first individual to walk up and help them. Somebody could be the second individual to walk up and help y'all. But until you take the initiative to put your foot forward, to actually sit up here and be a compassionate human being, your life probably ain't gonna be shit. Probably gonna feel like shit all the time. Meaningless. I felt like that throughout a majority of the jobs I've worked. You know what I mean? Like trying to make things feel better. Like, oh, I'm doing my job so good. Ain't nobody else doing it like me. But you're never gonna feel like you get any of the acknowledgement that you deserve. Right? You're never gonna feel like you get any of the acknowledgement that you deserve. So that's why I was like, you know what? A job can be a job, but I need to do something else. Boom, clothing line and podcast. Why? Because so many people talk to me and I talk back. You know what I mean? So why not sit up here and have conversations that people actually, you know, be intrigued by? A different point of view that they probably wouldn't think, or a different point of view they probably didn't think someone else had. You know what I'm saying? Or the same point of view. You never know. But every day we live is an opportunity to not only help ourselves, but to lend a hand somewhere, some way. So with that being said, y'all, stay high. You stay hydrated, you stay high. Always keep a bottle of water by your side. Subscribe to the YouTube, all the platforms, and the WeTube. Yeah. And the link tree is in the description of every episode, or you can just Google Hibachi 420. That's Hibachee 420. And the link tree should come up. Click the link tree, and that's the link to all the social medias and the email. You know what I mean? Send some emails. If you got some topics or something, send some emails, send some DMs. All right. Stay high, y'all.